Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including EU's groundbreaking AI Act, Argentina's AI-powered predictive policing, consumer wariness of AI-labeled products, Meta's soaring profits and AI ambitions, and how AI could help us talk to animals. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Welcome, tech enthusiasts and AI aficionados, to another electrifying episode of The Daily Ember. I'm your host, Joe, your friendly neighborhood AI geek, here to guide you through the labyrinth of artificial intelligence news. Today, we're diving deep into a smorgasbord of AI developments that are reshaping our world faster than you can say machine learning algorithm. Our first story takes us to the heart of Europe, where the EU is about to drop the mic with its groundbreaking AI Act. Starting August 1st, 2024, this legislation will set new standards for AI development and use across the European Union. It's not just another snooze fest of legalese, folks. This could be the digital equivalent of the Geneva Convention for AI. The Act categorizes AI systems into risk levels, from minimal to unacceptable. Some applications will face outright bans, like real-time biometric surveillance in public spaces. It's like the EU is playing a high-stakes game of red light, green light with AI developers, and the consequences of being caught moving could be a lot worse than elimination from a children's game. Now, I've got to say, as someone who's both excited about AI's potential and concerned about its risks, I find myself torn on this one. On one hand, it's super important to consider the ethical concerns of AI development, especially given how fast this technology is evolving. We definitely don't want to get caught off guard and put users or citizens in a bad place. But on the other hand, I worry that we might be putting the brakes on innovation just as we're hitting our stride. This is the biggest platform shift our generation has ever seen, folks. It's like we're inventing electricity all over again, but this time it's got a mind of its own. So, while I appreciate the EU's efforts to protect its citizens, I can't help but wonder if we're being a bit too cautious. After all, some of the most groundbreaking innovations in history came from pushing boundaries, not playing it safe. It's a delicate balance for sure, but I lean towards fostering innovation rather than stifling it with too much red tape. That being said, there's a silver lining here. Companies that embrace these regulations can position themselves as leaders in ethical AI innovation. It's like getting a gold star for good behavior, but instead of a sticker, you get market dominance and customer trust. Not a bad trade-off, if you ask me. Speaking of pushing boundaries, our next story takes us to Argentina, where President Javier Milei is introducing an AI-powered crime prediction unit. It's like Minority Report meets CSI Buenos Aires, minus the cool gloves, and plus a whole lot of ethical questions. This new unit aims to predict future crimes using facial recognition and social media monitoring. It's a bold move that could transform law enforcement, but it's not without controversy. Critics worry it could lead to biased targeting and suppression of free speech. After all, even the best AI can't read minds yet. Although, if it could, I'm sure it would be thoroughly disappointed in the content of mine. The big question is, what happens if the tech gets it wrong? We could end up with a digital version of To Catch a Predator, but instead of Chris Hansen, it's an algorithm doing the catching. And let's face it, algorithms aren't known for their witty one-liners or dramatic pauses. This raises important questions about checks and balances in AI-driven law enforcement. Without proper oversight, we could be stepping into a brave new world where Big Brother is an AI. It's crucial that we find a balance between security and privacy, ensuring that our digital rights don't become collateral damage in the war on crime. As we watch this experiment unfold in Argentina, it's worth considering. How much of our privacy and freedom are we willing to trade for the promise of safety? And can we trust AI to make fair and unbiased decisions in matters of law enforcement? These are questions we need to grapple with as AI becomes more integrated into our lives and societies. Now, let's shift gears to something a bit closer to home, or should I say, closer to our shopping carts. Did you know that mentioning artificial intelligence in a product description could make people less likely to buy it? It's true. And here, I thought slapping AI powered on everything was the key to success. Shows what I know. Recent research from Washington State University shows that consumers actively avoid products labeled with AI. It's like AI has become the new gluten of the tech world. Everyone's trying to avoid it, even if they're not entirely sure why. Maybe they're worried their toaster will gain sentience and start plotting world domination. This skepticism is particularly strong for high-risk products like expensive electronics or medical devices. It seems that when it comes to AI, consumers are taking the better safe than sorry approach. Or maybe they've just watched one too many episodes of Black Mirror. Note to self, binge-watching dystopian sci-fi may be bad for AI's public image. But here's the thing, folks. I think this wariness stems from a huge education gap between the average consumer and the technology. We need more programs and content, like this podcast, if I do say so myself, to help people understand what's coming, how to think about it, and how they can use AI practically in their daily lives. The truth is, AI is going to creep into every part of our lives, whether we like it or not. It's like that friend who always shows up uninvited to parties, might as well learn to live with it and maybe even enjoy its company. People are scared of change, especially when they don't understand the potential benefits. So, let me say it louder for the people in the back. Education, education, education. Companies might need to rethink their marketing strategies, focusing more on the practical benefits of their products rather than the technology behind them. It's like dating advice for robots. Don't brag about your processing power. Show them how you can improve their life. Speaking of improving lives and bank accounts, Meta is certainly making AI prevalent in their profit margins. The tech giant just reported a whopping $13.5 billion profit for the latest quarter, causing its shares to surge by nearly 7%. That's a lot of likes. I wonder if Mark Zuckerberg has a giant thumbs up button in his office that he presses every time the profits roll in. CEO Mark Zuckerberg is betting big on AI, confidently predicting that Meta AI will become the world's most used AI assistant by the end of this year. It's like he's trying to create the HAL 9000 ton of social media, hopefully with fewer homicidal tendencies and more cat video recommendations. Now, you might be wondering, what sets Meta apart in this AI race? Well, in my opinion, it's their competitive advantage of data and distribution. They're transforming from a platform that my grandmother uses to share embarrassing family photos into a leader in the AI race. They have a great advantage in the fact that they'll be one of the few companies able to introduce AI to the everyday person. I also think their commitment to open source and the fact that they're not solely reliant on their models for revenue helps. It's like they're playing the long game, focusing on building the AI ecosystem rather than just their own products. But it's not all about profits and market dominance. Zuckerberg is pushing for open source AI to make it more widely available. It's a noble goal. Democratizing AI could spark new creativity and improve quality of life for people worldwide. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll have AI assistants that can actually understand our accents and our sarcasm. And speaking of understanding, our final story today is about how AI could help us talk to animals. Yes, you heard that right. Dr. Doolittle might soon be out of a job. Although, given that he was a fictional character, I suppose he was already out of a job. But you know what I mean. Researchers are using machine learning tools to decode animal communication from elephant names to dolphin dialects. It's like we're developing a universal translator for the animal kingdom. Soon, we might be able to ask our pets why they insist on waking us up at 3 a.m. for seemingly no reason. Although, I suspect the answer will just be because we can. Now, If I could have a conversation with any animal using AI translation, I'd start with my own pets. I'd ask my dog why he always prefers to poop inside rather than outside immediately after I've taken him out, and I'd have a serious chat with my cat about his insistence on eating houseplants, despite the fact that it makes him puke. It's like living with tiny furry vandals sometimes. But jokes aside, this technology isn't just about satisfying our curiosity. It could revolutionize wildlife conservation, improve animal welfare, and even help prevent human-animal conflicts. Imagine being able to politely ask bears to avoid your campsite or negotiating with pigeons to stop using your car as a toilet. "Excuse me, Mr. Pigeon, but I just had this washed. Perhaps you could redirect your droppings to that statue over there?" The ethical implications are staggering. If we can talk to animals, we must also listen to them. This could lead to a fundamental shift in how we view and treat other species. It's like we're on the brink of a real-life Disney movie, minus the singing crabs, probably. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible pace of AI development, from shaping international law to predicting crime, influencing our shopping habits to boosting tech giants' profits and potentially bridging the communication gap with other species. AI is touching every aspect of our lives. But here's what keeps me up at night, folks. The speed of AI development is far outpacing our ability to educate both everyday users and businesses about its implications. I think the world will look very different in 5-10 years, and we need to be helping people think about how to prepare for this brave new world. The future of AI is being written right now, and we all have a part to play in shaping it, whether it's staying informed about new regulations, being mindful of our digital rights, or simply being open to the possibilities that AI presents. We can all contribute to ensuring that this powerful technology serves humanity's best interests. So here's your AI challenge for the week. Try using an AI writing assistant for a day. Notice how it changes your workflow and share your experiences in our Firebrain AI community. Who knows? You might even write the next great American novel, or at least a pretty decent tweet. Remember, in the world of AI, the future is not just coming, it's already here. It's up to us to decide what we want that future to look like. Do we want a world where AI is a tool for empowerment and progress, or one where it's a source of division and inequality? The choice, as they say, is ours. Until next time, this is Joe from the Daily Ember, reminding you to stay curious, stay informed, and remember, even in a world of artificial intelligence, human wisdom is irreplaceable. After all, someone has to be around to laugh at the AI's jokes, right? And to clean up after those AI-resistant indoor pooping dogs. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.